啊，感谢主耶稣，在这次的灵修会啊，我们一起学习这个得胜的人生。
Praise the Lord that during this opportunity we learn about a victorious life.
啊，这个得胜的人生呐、啊。啊，就是要能够过这个生命有主的人生。
And the victory consists in being sovereign over our own lives.
啊，所以我们在雅各书里面啊，最后在学习呀、啊，啊，学习呀、啊，怎么样从雅各书当中知道一个基督徒的人生需要做的事情。
From the book of James, we learn how through the Lord we can do the things we ought to do as Christians.
啊，在雅各书最后面啊。这是雅各长老他一生的结论哦。
And at the end of the book of James, we find the conclusion of James' own life.
我们来看一下雅各书的第五章。
Let us turn to James chapter 5.
雅各书的第五章。
James chapter 5.
雅各书的第五章的第七节。
James chapter 5 verse 7.
第七节，
7.
弟兄们，你们要忍耐，直到主来。看啊。忍农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨春雨，你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了、啊。第九节
，nine，
弟兄们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。看呐、啊，审判的主近啊，站在门口了。第十节
，ten，
弟兄们，你们要把先前奉主名说话的众先知当作能受苦忍耐的榜样。十一节
，eleven。
那先前忍耐的人，我们称赞他们是有福的。你们都听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局。明显主是蛮有怜悯，大有慈悲的。第十二节
，twelve。
我的弟兄们，最要紧的是不可起誓，不可指着天起誓，也不可指着地起誓。无论何事都不可起，你们说话是就说是，不是就说不是。免得你们落在审判之下。好，那这个是雅各长老最后给信徒的一个交代。
This is the last entrustment that Elder James gave to the believers.
他说：“弟兄们呐、啊，你们会遇到很多苦难呐、啊。”
Saying brothers, you will be faced with much adversity.
雅各长老也要对我们今天每一个在座的人说。
And to each of us, James is saying today.
他说：“我的弟兄姐妹们，你们也会遇到许多的苦难呐、啊。”
My brothers, my sisters, you also face much difficulty in your lives.
啊，但是我们必须要能够忍耐。
But we need to be patient and endure.
的确，这个世界上啊，你会遇到很多的引诱啊。
Indeed, in this world.Many temptations await us.
做一个基督徒从来不是一件容易的事情。
Because being a Christian is not something easy at all.
圣经很多地方告诉我们啊。
The Bible tells us in many places.
从来没有说过是容易的啊。
That no time it says that it is an easy task to be a Christian.
主耶稣告诉我们啊。
The Lord tells us.
他说从约翰的时候开始啊。天国是努力的人进去的、啊。
From the times of John, only those who strive shall enter into the.
努力的人才能得着哦。
Only those who strive will obtain it.
啊，这个努力啊，原来的文字是什么意思啊
？What is the original word for the word to strive?
叫做打仗。
It is to fight the battle.
打打打，一直打到里面去的。
To wage a war into the inner depth.
所以进天国从来不是容易的。
Therefore, to enter the heavenly kingdom was never an easy task.
进天国一定要付出代价。
Because you have to pay the price.
进天国一定要面对苦难。
You have to face a challenge.
这是主耶稣讲的。
This is what Jesus said.
这是保罗讲的。
This is what Paul said.
这是今天我们讲的。
This is what we say today.
哦，所以我们必须要能够面对苦难。
Therefore, we need to be faced with this adversity.
啊，在这里告诉我们说啊，要怎么样来面对苦难呢
？Here we are told how we should do this.
我们要怎么样在苦难当中还能够得到力量
？How can we be strengthened in the midst of difficulty？
啊，这里告诉我们有三个方法哦。
Here we'll talk about three methods。
啊，第一个说啊，你看农夫忍耐等候田里宝贵的出产哦。
For see how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth。
啊，今天一个农夫啊，很辛苦啊。
The farmer labors the land in a very hardworking way。
黄土朝面背朝天啊，哇，很工作很辛苦啊。
And he sweats during the day and worries during the night all for the fruit of the land。
清早起来哇，就去要做很多事情啊。
He wakes up at dawn and labors the whole day。
他为了什么
？All for what？
什么是他有这个力量能够支撑
？What is it that provides him the strength to be able to persist？
他等候最后田里出产那个宝贵的土产啊。
He waits for the precious fruit that the earth yields。
他因为他最后有个盼望
，because in the end he has a hope。
所以他愿意忍耐。
And for that, he's willing to be patient.
因为他最后得到一个价值。
Because in the end, he shall receive a reward.
所以他愿意受苦。
So he's willing to suffer.
所以今天我们要怎么样能够在苦难当中忍耐
？So how do we endure today?
为什么愿意受苦
？Why would we be willing to suffer?
为什么愿意聚会
？Why would we be willing to come here to serve?
为什么愿意祷告
？Why are we willing to pray?
为什么愿意读圣经
？Why are we willing to read the Bible?
为什么愿意在别人嘲笑你的时候持守你的信仰
？Why are we willing to persist in our faith in the sounds of mocking that we receive all around us?
因为最后。 有一个宝贵的出产。
Because in him there is a precious fruit.
所以今天呢、啊，做一个基督徒哦。
So today as Christians,
你一定眼光要放远。
We need to look afar.
你一定要看见将来的荣耀。
See the long-term glory that await us.
要不然哦，这一场人生的战争打不赢的。
Otherwise, this battle cannot be won.
要不然这场人生的长跑跑不完的。
Otherwise, this marathon shall not be finished.
因为你如果没有看到那个价值
，Because we do not see the value.
那你会觉得说，那我为什么要这么努力
？Then we feel why do I do this?
如果你不知道最后你能够得到的奖赏
If we don't know the inheritance we shall receive,
你不知道你为什么要这么辛苦
Then you don't know why you strive so hard.
所以今天基督徒一定要眼睛要亮啊
So today as Christian, let us open our eyes.
我们看以弗所书哦
Let us turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第一章
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书的一章的第十七节
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17.
十七节
17.
求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那四人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们使你们真知道他十八节
18.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀十九节
19.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大哦这是保罗的一个很深的一个体验啊。
This is a deep experience that Paul had himself.
我们有时候看保罗的人生啊。
Sometimes we look at Paul's life.
这个叫做榜样。
We see it as an example.
是标准。
It is a standard.
是得胜最好的例子。
It is the prime example for victory.
你会想说保罗干嘛这么可怜
？So we think why is Paul so pitiful?
保罗干嘛这么辛苦
？Why did he try so hard?
哎呦，我们会觉得说他的人生过得很悲惨。
We might feel that his life is very pitiable.
这是我们感觉啊。
This is from our point of view.
保罗怎么觉得
？What did Paul feel about himself?
保罗说没有啦。
He said no, it's nothing like
that. 其实哪有什么辛苦
？What suffering are you talking about?
其实哪里有痛苦
？What pain are you talking about?
还好啦。
It is not that bad.
为什么他会这样感觉
？Why does he feel that?
因为他做了一个比较
，because he makes a comparison。
我们来看一下哥林多前书哦。
Let's turn to First Corinthians。
我们看哥林多前书。
First Corinthians。
我们看哥林多前书的第，看哥林多后书的第四章啊。
Second Corinthians chapter 4。
哥林多后书的第四章的第十六节
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16
十六节
16.
哥林多后书的第四章第十六节
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16、
啊、这里说所以我们不丧胆外敌虽然毁坏内心却心思一天心思一天十七节
17.
我们这至战至轻的苦楚为要我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀啊你说啊，保罗啊，他的一生很辛苦啊。
So you say that Paul suffered during his life.
面对很大的试炼。
And he had a great challenge.
面对很大的苦难。
A great tribulation before him.
面对很强烈的攻击。
Against the attack of his enemies.
面对生活一无所有的缺乏。
Against the lack in his life.
从我们的观点来看啊。
From our own subjective point of view.
真惨啊。
It is a tragedy.
啊，保罗怎么说
？But what did Paul say?
这个叫做至战至轻的苦楚啊。
This is a light and momentary affliction.
为什么？对我们来说是至重至难的苦楚，对他是至战至轻的呢
？Why is it for him is light, but for us is heavy without comparison?
因为比较不同啊。
Because the comparison basis is
different. 因为保罗眼睛比我们好。
Paul's spiritual eyes were better than ours.
保罗看见了。
He saw something.
那将来等候我永远的荣耀啊。
He saw the everlasting glory which awaits us.
所以啊，现在这些苦啊，算不得什么啊。
Therefore, the affliction of today is nothing.
我们为什么今天觉得信耶稣很辛苦
？Why do we feel so oppressed when we believe in Christ?
我们为什么觉得啊，那个守道理很痛苦
Why do we feel that keeping the truth is a pain?
眼睛不好啊
Because our eyesight is bad.
近视啊
And because we are nearsighted.
所以你看不到将来的荣耀啊
Therefore, we are not able to see the glory standing afar.
所以你现在遇到什么都觉得很痛苦
So whatever comes before you feel it is suffering.
那这个成长啊，这个陈章有没有来这里啊、哦？前一阵子哈、啊，那个从台湾来的陈章了啊、哦。
There was another Chen who came to the U.S. some time ago.
他说、啊、他年轻的时候就很年轻就做传道了啊。
And he became a preacher in his youth.
啊，但是我们教会历史上最年轻做传道了啊。
But in our history, the youngest preacher.
他说其实、啊、他在做圣工当中啊，做传道当中啊，有几次啊，差点辞职啊。
Explained that many times he was about to quit being a preacher.
很痛苦啊。
Because he had much suffering.
有时候被人家攻击。
Sometimes he was attacked.
被人家误会。
Or mis- misunderstood.
年纪太轻被人家看不起。
He was looked down upon because of his youth.
有时候我甚至说不要做了，不想做了。
Somebody said, "Forget it, I'm out of it."
为什么要这么痛苦
？Why should I suffer so much?、
哦、但是有一次啊，他真的不想做传道了。
Once when he was really at the end of it,
说我何必要这样这么痛苦呢
？He said, "Why do I bring to myself such suffering?"
那结果他看了一个异象啊。
And then God let him see a vision.
他看到啊，哇，他被带天上去了。
He was taken up to heaven.
哇，看看一个很美很美的地方啊。
And、he saw a majestic, beautiful place.
结果啊，这个天使就带着他走。
So the angel took him around.
哇，走到一间非常非常大的房子啊。
They walked and came before a very big house.
好漂亮的房子啊。
A very beautiful house.
结果房子的门口写着他的名字啊。
And at the door of this house was his name.
陈直啊，这是他的啦。
It is Elder Chen, Pastor Chen's house.
哦，他一看说，哦。我的名字在这个门上面诶
saying, oh, that's my name.
好大间啊
What a big house.
好漂亮啊
What a wonderful mansion.
里面设备真好
And inside, the interior is wonderful.
多有荣耀啊
How glorious is this?
结果他后来醒过来了
But then when he woke up,
不辞职了
He said, I'll think about it.
不辞职了
I'm not quitting.
干嘛辞职
Why should I quit?
这个自战自清的苦楚将来是永远极重无比的荣耀啊
This momentary and light affliction will bring about everlasting and exceeding
glory 弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters
你们信耶稣有没有信得很痛苦
Do you have pain because you believe in Christ?
你们守道理守得很辛苦
Do you keep the truth moaning and groaning?
你们觉得说哎呀我信耶稣怎么这么惨
Do you say why me? Why do I have to be
尤其是信真耶稣教会常常被人家嘲笑
And over this we believe in true Jesus Church and we are mocked by everyone
祷告的方法常常被人家攻击。
Our way of prayer is attacked by everyone.
这跟其他基督徒讲的，这全部都讲不到一起。
When we talk with other Christians, there is no consensus at all.
有没有觉得说，哎呀，我真是苦啊
？Do we feel that we are in the midst of much suffering?
我们眼睛要好。
Let us have good eyes.
求主耶稣开启我们的眼。
And let the Lord open our eyes.
让我们看见那个将来等候我们极重无比的荣耀。
So that we can see the exceedingly and abundant glory waiting for us.
农夫能够忍耐，因为他看见了将来的收获。
The farmer is able to endure because he's already looking at the harvest.
我们在这个至短啊，在这个短暂的人生里面，如果能够忍耐
，and in this short-lasting life we can endure,
是因为我们看见了将来要给我们的荣耀。
It is because we are able to behold the glory that is in store for us.
有时候我们不太想哦，我们有时候不太想这件事情啊。
Sometimes we do not spend the time to think about it.
我们不太想将来
，and we do not ponder upon the future.
我们不太想荣耀
，we do not meditate upon the glory.
我们不太想到最后神啊把我们接到怀里拥抱我们那种美好。
We do not think the wonderful feeling of being held in God's hand.
因此，我们今天跟神跟教会很计较啊
！So today we like to nitpick with the church.
哇，那个聚会时间计较。
And we nitpick about the service time.
参与圣工计较。
About how much holy we need to partake in.
奉献计较。
About how much offering is required from us.
每一件事情都计较。
Everything is grounds for discussion.
因为我们没有看见将来那个大房子写着我们的名字的。
This is because we do not see that great mansion which has our name inscribed on it.
所以我们都跟那个陈长老讲啊。
So, Elo Chen says,
我们就跟他讲啊
，We tell him，
哇，你房子那么大间啊。
We told him when he told the testimony, oh, your house is so big.
要不然你分一个房间给我们住就好了。
Can I just rent a room in your house then?
哦，就借我们住啦，你房子特别大嘛。
Because the house is so big, right?
真的，如果你愿意付出
，If you're willing to invest,
你愿意努力
，If you're willing to put in the effort,
你愿意牺牲
，and be able to sacrifice,
你就能够得到那个大房子，荣耀无比的大房子。
Then that great mansion full of glory is yours.
保罗有大房子啊。
Paul also had a big mansion.
那保罗啊，在快要死的时候哦
，Before He was about to die.
保罗说啊，我这个人生啊，我过得很满意啊。
He said, I have no regrets about my life.
你如果看他的人生啊，你会昏倒啊。
And he said, I'm satisfied, but when you see it, you don't see why.
你叫你过这种人生啊，你才不要嘞。
If you were told to have such a life, you'd say no thanks.
但是保罗说，哎呀，我这个人生我过得很满意啊。
But Paul says, I'm completely satisfied with
what God gave me. 他说，那当跑的路我跑尽了。
Because the race I have already finished.
当打的仗我打赢了。
And the battle I have already fought.
所信的道我守住了。
I have kept the truth.
哎，你看到没有？看到没有？
Did you see it?
你看到那个将那个我要得到那个荣耀无比的冠冕啊
！Do you see the crown of glory awaiting you？
大有荣耀，大有尊荣。
It is full of majesty and full of honor。
你看我这个 冠，我这个皇冠哇，特别的亮。
Look at the brightness and the exuberance of my crown.
多美啊
！See how wonderful.
当我们走进人生的最后一步哦
，When we are at the last step of our lives.
当我们要咽下人生的最后一口气
，When we are about to exude the last breath.
在那个时候你在想什么
？What will you be thinking?
在那个时候你能看见什么
？What will you see at that point?
在那个时候你有把握能够得到什么
？What will be your surety at that point in time?
虽然我们今天有的人很年轻啊
，So today some of us are young.
但是我们需要去思考这个问题。
But we need to think and reflect.
为什么？因为圣经告诉我们，思考人生得智慧啊。
Because the Bible says that when we ponder upon the things of life, we shall obtain wisdom.
摩西说，当我们懂得数算自己的年日
，Moses says, to God, let us count our days.
我们就会得到智慧的心啊。
For then we shall have a heart of wisdom.
所以我们今天啊，当我们要去想象人生走到最后一刻啊。
So let us imagine, assume that we are at the last stage of our lives.
在我咽下最后一口气的时候
，When we expire our last breath,
知道我要准备面对神了。
And we know that we are preparing ourselves to face God.
我会想什么
？What would I be thinking？
我会害怕吗
？Would I be in fear？
我会进入那个黑暗的恐惧里面吗
？Would I be in darkness and in terror？
我会后悔吗
？Would I feel regret？
这一辈子什么都做了，就是没有做成功。
Would I think I did everything possible in this world rather than serve God？
这一辈子什么都追求了，就是没有追求信仰。
I pursued all directions in this life but the direction of faith。
这一辈子什么都喜欢，就是不爱神。
In this life, I was fond of many things but God。
信了耶稣，信了一辈子，到最后。不确定能不能进天国。
I believe in Jesus my whole life, but in the end, I'm not sure if I can be saved.
所以，当我们离开人生的时候，要结束这个人生的时候
，So when we come to the end of our lives,
我们是在恐惧当中面对黑暗吗
？Will it be in fear and in terror?
还是像很多很多好的基督徒
？Or will it be like many?Christians that are good in their faith,
像圣经里面这些好圣徒
like the saints of all in the Bible,
像我们身旁看到很多好榜样
like the brothers and sisters who are examples for us,
能够平安离世见主
so that we can depart in peace to see the Lord.
圣经里面讲说，圣名之死啊。极其宝贵啊
！The Bible says that precious is the death of the saints, to the eyes of the Lord.
所以啊，我们听过很多见证啊。
We heard many testimonies related to this.
当一个好信徒要离开世间的时候啊
，When a good member is about to leave the world,
没有恐惧啊
，They have no fear.
没有任何的惊慌，没有恐惧，没有战惊哦。
They have no panic or no anxiety.
很开心啊
！But brother, it is quite joyful.
终于轮到我啦
！It is at last my turn.
我终于换我要见主啦
！Because at last I can see my Lord.
有些人看到天使来接他。
Some people see angels take them up to heaven.
我的曾祖母哦。
As for my great grandmother.
信主信了一辈子。
She believed in Christ her whole life.
爱主爱了一辈子。
She loved the Lord her whole life.
你知道吗？后来她瞎眼，年纪很大，后来眼睛瞎掉了。
Her old age he became blind.
但是你知道吗？她虽然眼睛瞎掉了。
But do you know that although she was blind?
但是她告诉我们呢、啊。
She still told us.
她常常告诉我们后代的子孙呢、哦。
She will tell us her descendants.
她说她虽然她眼睛瞎掉，什么都看不到啊。
She says, although I cannot see a thing,
但是他能够看到在那个瞎眼哦黑暗之中看到那远远有一个十字架不停的在放光啊
Even in my blindness, I see a resplendent cross far off.
不停的呼叫他回来吧，回来吧
Which incessantly calls to me, come home, come home.
所以虽然他是个瞎子
although she was blind,
信仰非常的好啊
Her faith was very good.
常常告诉后代子孙啊
She would always teach us her descendants.
坚持我们的信仰
persist in your faith.
绝对不可以离开真耶稣教会
and you are never depart from the truth.
因为教会是真的
because this church is the truth.
信仰是真的
the faith we have is true.
神是真的
God is true.
永生也是真的
the everlasting life is true.
所以他能够常常远望，真的远远望见那个十字架的光芒
so she was able to see the glorious light of the cross from far off.
一直到最后，神接她回天家。
And in the end, God took her up to heaven.
我们听过很多的见证啊。
We heard many similar testimonies.
看到有那个真的很好的信徒。
And we see some very excellent members.
在要离世以前啊。
When they are in their deathbed.
天使跑来跟他说啊。
The angels come to them and say.
某某姐妹。
Such sister.
某某弟兄。
Or so brother.
再过几天就要带你回家喽。
In a few days.Get ready, I'm taking you home.
我准备好哦。
Please be prepared.
哦，你看到那信徒知道，哇，很开心啊。
So when the members hear the news, they rejoice.
哦，要回家了。
They are overjoyed by the fact that they have to go home.
通常人听到自己要离开世界都会害怕嘛，对吧？
Normal people, when they hear that they're about to die, they become afraid.
世间的人一听到要离开世界，哇，这个生癌症、生绝症啊，哇，好可怕、啊！
When the people of this world hear that they have cancer, that they have no more livelihood, they are in panic.
恐惧。
They are in terror.
最后离世的时候，哇，那个脸是这样扭曲的。
And in the end, when they die, their face is that of some torn sort of terror.
因为不知道接下来要面对什么。
Because they know not what follows.
但是我们是不一样的。
But we are not like them.
弟兄姐妹，我们不一样吗
？Brothers and sisters, can you see that we are different?
我们应该要是不一样的。
We should be able to know that we are not like them.
当我们要面对人生的时候
，when we are standing before our lives,
是能够用那种很平安的心。
And we see our lives with a very quiet and peaceful heart.
因为你很清楚接下来你要面对什么。
Because you know what follows.
就是你要面对主耶稣的审判。
Which is that you will receive the Lord's judgment.
你不只要面对那个审判。
Not only the judgment.
你还能够很有把握。
But you have an assurance.
走到神面前。
When you walk before God for judgment.
神这样子看着你，从审判的宝座看着你。
And for the mighty throne of judgment, God looks at you.
对你笑一笑。
And smile with you.
结果你也对神笑一笑。
And then you smile back.
为什么你很有把握啊？
Why do you have such surety?
当跑的路我跑尽了。
It is because the race I have finished.
当打的仗我打完了。
And I have fought the good battle.
所信的道我守住了。
I have kept the truth.
我现在就是等我荣耀的冠冕啊。
So now what follows is the crown of glory.
所以神看着你。
So God is looking at you.
我那个本子就拿出来了。
So he takes out the book.
某某某
saying such and such.
几年几月几日
this day, this month, this year.
行善事
you did this good deed.
某某某
such and such.
几年几月几日
such day, such month,
有爱心
you displayed much love.
能赦免
you were able to forgive.
多同情
you had much compassion,
常帮助
able to help and aid others,
几年几月几日
such day, such month, such year,
常聚会
I saw you coming to service,
守道理
keeping the truth,
爱弟兄
showing love to your brothers and
sisters, 做圣工
and doing good and holy work.
我看了一看说打勾
So God said,It is okay, pass.
所以神对你非常的满意啊。
So God is satisfied with your performance.
最后就把你接回怀抱，接回天家。
He holds you in his bosom.
这不是很美吗？
Come in home.
这是我们每个人的盼望。
This is our hope today.
使我们能够最后要面对我们的人生最后面啊。
So at the end, when we look back to our lives,
我们都知道说我们一定能够得到这个荣耀的冠冕。
We can know for sure that this crown of glory is awaiting us.
所以在雅各书告诉我们啊。
Therefore, in James, we are
told. 为什么在短暂的人生能
Why we can withstand the affliction in this life?
为什么在外在的攻击的时候能够坚持？
Why we can withstand our principles even in the midst of attack?
为什么在试探引诱当中能够抵挡？
Why is it in trials and temptations we can withhold our fort?
因为我们是个好农夫。
It is because we are a good farmer.
我们在等候那个最后的奖赏。
We are waiting for our ultimate reward.
田地里面美好的出产。
The good fruit that comes from the field.
我们看回来第十节啊。
Let us return to verse 4.
雅各书的第五章。第十节
James chapter 5 verse 10
他说弟兄们啊你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知当作人受苦忍耐的榜样因为那先前受苦的人我们称他是有福的、哦、他这里告诉我们说、啊、要能够得胜、哦
Chapter 5 verse 10 tells us that we can be victorious.
要我们能够啊，最后在苦难当中啊，最后能够坚持。
And that we should be able to persist in the end.
啊，第二点就是你必须要有榜样。
The second method to do this is to have an example.
你必须要能够看见榜样哦。
You need to learn after a model.
信仰上的榜样。
It is a model spiritually speaking.
因为你看见他们的榜样。
Because you see their example.
你看到他们最后得的恩典。
Because you see the grace which God gave them.
你看到神给他们的福气。
But you see the blessing that God bestowed upon them.
他们是这样子。
You see what.How it was with them.
我也要
So you think I want that too.
哦，这样子你就能够得胜啊。
And this way you will be able to be victorious.
所以我们要常常观察我们身旁的人啊。
So let us look around us.
我们看希伯来书第十三章啊。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书的第十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章的第七节。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 7.
希伯来书的第十三章第七节
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 7
第七节
7.
从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人你们要想念他们效法他们的信心留心看他们为人的结局第八节
8.
耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远都是一样的好那这里告诉我们说我们人生要有榜样、哦、
Here we are told that we need to have an example in our lives
信仰要有榜样
In our faith we need to follow a model
那这信仰的榜样、啊、不是叫我们去崇拜他们、哦、
It is not that we should worship or adore these examples
所以我们不是任何人的崇拜的那个他的 fan 他的那个粉丝啊。
We're not the fans of anyone.
啊，但是这里告诉我们说，你要去看那些好榜样。
Still, we need to learn after a good example.
圣经里面有很多好榜样哦。
In the Bible, we can find many of them.
哦，从旧约的亚伯拉罕。
All the way from the Old Testament, Abraham.
摩西。
Moses.
哦，一直到新约的保罗、彼得。
All the way to the New Testament, Peter and Paul.
雅各。
James.
这些都是能受苦为主耶稣打仗的好榜样。
These are examples of fighting the good battle and persevering for the Lord.
啊，在这里特别讲一个约伯。
Now we are told about Job especially.
为什么要特别讲约伯？
Why is Job mentioned in this
因为约伯是受苦的榜样啊。
Because Job is the example of perseverance.
而且约伯受苦是受苦的莫名其妙哦。
And he received this trial out of nowhere.
我们有时候特别去找啊，约伯自义啦。
We sometimes say, oh, he was over righteous.
约伯骄傲啦。
He was self righteous and became proud.
所以他受苦哦。
Therefore, it was due for suffering.
圣经上没有这样说。
But this is not what the Bible says.
圣经没有这样讲，我们不要给他自己加罪名哦。
Let us not pass the judgment in the Bible doesn't.
圣经里面讲啊，从在约伯记一章二章里面都说啊，约伯行事完全啊。
Job chapter 1, chapter 2, we say that it never Job did anything unlawful before God.
这是神讲的。
This is what God said.
所以说约伯没有问题的。
God says that Job had no problem.
但是为什么这里要特别用约伯做榜样？
So why is Job taking care of the example in James?
因为约伯没有做错事，仍然受苦。
Because Job did nothing wrong, yet he suffered.
可是他仍然能够忍耐。
Yet he suffered upon he endured among the suffering.
有时候我们做错事受苦，我们能忍耐。
Sometimes we can withstand the suffering that is given to us because of our mistakes.
为什么？
Why?
我们自己心里知道啊，哎呀，这被惩罚了，自己知道啊。
Because we know that we deserve that suffering.
所以只好忍耐嘛。
So the only thing we can do is just endure.
但是有时候我们没有做错事还受苦哦。
But sometimes when we do nothing wrong, yet we suffer.
啊，我们就很不平啊。
So we feel this is unfair.
我就跟神抱怨啊。
We speak against God.
神啊，你搞错了。
Saying God, you are wrong.
神啊，你不公平啊。
God, you are unjust.
哦，所以有时候啊，我们没有做错的时候受苦，我们不能忍耐的。
Sometimes we cannot endure the suffering that is we cannot see why it is brought upon us.
但是雅各特别用约伯给我们做一个榜样啊。
But then James mentions Job as an example.
因为约伯要告诉我们一件事情。
Because Job wants to tell us something.
说神绝对不会做错事。
He says God will never be wrong.
神对我们的人生有绝对的主权。
And God has absolute sovereignty over our lives.
所以不管人生遇到什么。
So no matter what you are faced with in your
life. 若是出于神的，我就静默不语啊。
If it is from God, then I have nothing to say.
这是诗篇里面大卫讲的。
This is what David said in Psalm.
他说这事若是出于你，我就闭口不言，我不讲话。
He said, God, if this comes from you, then I shut my mouth.
我忍耐。
And I suffer.
我接受。
I endure in silence.
我接受你是我人生的主宰。
I accept that you are the ruler of my life.
我接受你为我人生做的安排。
I acknowledge that it is your plan that is being brought to my life.
他说你看这个约伯。
And here we're told, look at Job.
虽然好像受了很多的苦。
Although it seems that he suffered
through much. 虽然好像非常的不公平。
Although it seems like a great injustice.
但是因为他忍耐了。
Because he was able to endure.
所以到最后看啊，神所赐给他的是何等的奖赏。
And see then how wonderful and great is the reward that God gave him.
他说：“你们听见约伯的忍耐。”
It says you have heard the perseverance of Job.
你们也看见主给他的结局。
I've indeed seen the outcome that was given to him.
所以我们今天在患难当中哦。
So today when we are in suffering,
有时候患难是有原因的。
We should think that sometimes there's a cause.
我们就要自己检讨反省。
Let us then look into ourselves and meditate.
但是有时候患难是没有原因的。
Sometimes suffering comes for no reason.
但是虽然我们不知道为什么，
although there is no apparent reason for the suffering,
让我们闭口不言，
let us shut our mouths and remain silent,
不要抱怨，
let us not complain,
默默的承担，
and receive it without grumbling.
因为约伯要做我们一个好榜样，
Job is our example today.
因为在这个苦难之后啊，
because after the suffering and the trial,
我们会更好，
we will become better.
在苦难之后啊，
after the trial,
我们会看见神要给我们更好的结局。
We'll be able to see the wonderful plan of God for us.
神绝对不会做错事情。
God will never be wrong.
所以啊，有时候我们在人生当中遇到一些问题啊。
So sometimes when we have troubles in our lives.
我有时候会遇到，有时候我在人生当中遇到一些苦难啊。
And me personally, when I have difficulties in my life.
我会这样想说，为什么
？I think why.
我通常会想说，先检讨自己有没有做错事情啊。
Firstly, I examine myself whether I did something wrong.
是不是自己需要悔改？有些事情需要悔改。
Whether there is a point of repentance that I need to make.
如果想了一想啊，没有做什么大错啊。
But if after examining myself, I find nothing too wrong.
这时候我就会告诉自己啊。
Then I will tell myself.
我的神绝对不会做错事。
My God will always be right.
所以 所以既然我没有做错，我没有什么得罪他的。
So even if I can't understand and don't see what I did wrong，
那我今天的苦难是为了将来更好的奖赏。
Then I believe that today's suffering is for a greater reward in the future。
哇，今天的苦难是将来福气呀、啊，福气的那个改装过的福气呀、啊。
The pain today is the packaged blessing that I will receive in the future。
就像约伯一样啊、哦、
，Just like in Job's case，
最后一定有更好要给你啊。
In the end, there's for sure there'll be something better。
这样子你就这样在患难中就会喜乐啊。
This way we'll be able to rejoice in suffering。
因为我就会开始等待。
Because then I will learn to await。
哇，这样子神后来一定有什么更好的要给我。
I will be already anxious and waiting about what good thing God will have in store
for me。因为我的神绝对不会做错事。
Because my God will never be wrong。
神，我的神绝对不会让我白白受苦。
My God will never let me suffer in vain。
在苦难当中，一定有更好的事情要给我。
In my ordeal, there is always better awaiting behind。
所以在这里约伯要做我们大家的榜样。
Here Job is laid out as the example that we should follow。
做我们忍耐最后得恩典的榜样。
He's the example of suffering till the end to receive grace。
我们身旁很多的信徒也要做我们的榜样。
To our left, to our right, we see members that are our example。
感谢主耶稣啊，在纽约教会我们有很多很好的榜样啊。
We thank God that in the church in New York, it is not hard to find。
虽然啊，在纽约教会我们可能不像其他地方这么的富足。
And、maybe we are not as wealthy as other churches。
我们可能不像别的地方啊，那个教育水平这么的高。
Maybe our education is not as high up as in other churches。
但是在这里，我们有很多信仰上的好榜样。
But here in our stomping ground, we have prime examples for our faith。
在这个地方啊，虽然忍受很多的，虽然遇到很多的很多的患难啊。
Although we suffer much persecution and difficulty，
但是因为他们把人生交在主的手中。
But because our examples put their life in the hands of God，
所以就在他们的人生里面，你看到神怎么样引领他们。
In the life, you can see how God guides them step by step。
你看到神怎么样在患难当中给他们开一条路。
You can see how they see an open way laid out before them by God。
在经历苦难之后啊，更美啊，那个信仰更美啊。
And、after they experience the suffering and pain, their faith becomes more beautiful。
我们身旁有很多这样的好例子啊。
Around us, we have many examples。
你看见了吗？
Have you noticed them?
你有去研究研究吗？
Have you studied them carefully?
尤其是我们教会很多长辈啊。
Especially in our church, we have many elderly members.
常常祷告不住的祷告啊。
We pray insistently.
身体虽然可能越来越糟糕。
Although physically, their condition is worse and worse.
真像保罗所讲的。
Like Paul himself said.
这个肉体一天一天的衰弱啊。
Although the body decays and becomes corrupt day by day.
但是里面那个人啊，一天新是一天啊。
The inner man is renewed day by day.
虽然身体越来越不好。
Although our health is suffering.
健康越来越差，
although our bodies are weakened，
但是祷告越来越有力量，
our prayers become more and more strong，
离神的跟神的关系越来越亲近，
our relationship with God becomes more and more intimate，
这些都是我们要学习的好榜样。
These are the examples we should follow。
忍耐到底必然得救啊。
Because those who endure till the end shall be saved。
所以你有看见这些好榜样吗？
Have you seen these examples？
你有以他们作为我们学习的目标吗？
Have you taken them up as your models in faith？
因为主到最后要给他们好的结局。
Because the Lord will give them a suitable reward。
所以啊，我们真的啊，要常常靠主啊。
Let us stand, rely on the Lord。
常常看见我们身旁人给我们的榜样。
Let us see the examples that we have to our left and to our right。
看到那一位又一位的，一位又一位的虔诚的信徒在离开世界的时候啊。
Let us see how the pious members depart from the world one by one。
你有看见他们平安的表情吗？
Have you seen their face of peace?
你有看见他们那个对信仰那个得救的把握吗？
Have you seen their assurance in being saved?
你有看见他们准备见主的喜悦吗？
Have you seen the joy they display before seeing the Lord?
你看那个到处参加丧礼啊，有时候我们真的有机会要参加丧礼啊。
If we have the chance, we should really participate in memorial services.
因为啊，参加丧礼使人得人生的智慧啊。
Because this funerals or memorial services give us the wisdom of life.
有时候我们在丧礼啊。
And sometimes during the memorial service.
我们看那个离世的弟兄姐妹啊。
And we see the brothers and sisters who have passed.
那个面容很美啊。
Their countenance is very beautiful.
所以虽然觉得很舍不得啊。
So although we feel unwilling to let them go.
但是又很开心啊。
At the same time, we are happy for them.
所以我们的丧礼啊，跟别人不一样啊。
Therefore, a funeral in our church is not ordinary funeral compared to the world.
外面世界的丧礼叫绝望啊，死亡了嘛，绝望了嘛。
Because outside in the world, a funeral equals hopelessness and end.
但是啊，在我们这里的丧礼。
But here in our church.
这是在 不舍当中带着喜悦。
It is to let go of them in joy.
啊，思想他们的好。
Because remember the goodness they brought to our lives.
赞赏他们的信仰。
We praise their faith.
学习他们的榜样。
We learn after the good deeds.
啊，所以要到最后能够欢喜迎接主。
In the end, we are able to welcome the Lord in joy and happiness.
啊，十二节啊。
Verse 12.
啊，十二节说，我的弟兄们，最要紧的就是不可起誓啊。
It says here, my brethren, above all, do not swear.
啊，这个是很奇怪，为什么这一段放在这里啊？
This is very strange. Why suddenly we are told about swearing?
他说苦难，怎么突然讲不可以起誓呢？
Suffering and pain and endurance, and then suddenly swearing.
这是有关系的啊。
It is actually related.
啊，他说啊，弟兄们，你们不要起誓啊。
It says, brethren, above all, do not swear.
是就说是，不是就说不是哦。
If yes, then say yes. If it is no, then say no.
啊，这到底要告诉我们什么？
What is the message here?
有时候在苦难当中啊，会面对一个选择。
Sometimes in our suffering, we need to make a decision.
这个时候啊，不要害怕。
And then, at that moment, fear not.
他这里说你不要起誓。
It says here, do not swear.
为什么不要起誓？
Why?
因为犹太人有个坏习惯。
Because the Jews have a bad habit.
他们有时候用起誓啊来逃避责任啊。
Which is that they escape the responsibility through swearing.
啊，明明是你打破玻璃啊。
If it was you who broke the glass.
啊，我发誓啊，不是我啊。
He said, I swear about this and that, it wasn't me.
哦，要用这种发誓来逃避压力，逃避责任啊。
With the solemn oaths, they escape the responsibility.
哦，明明是你做错事。
If it was you who did this wrong,
没有人看见啊。
No one saw it.
人家来找你咯。
But someone comes to ask you.
我发誓啊，我没有啊。
You say, I swear about this or that, I didn't do it.
哦，所以他们把发誓当成逃避的方法啊。
So the Jews use swearing as a method to escape guilt.
但是在这里说，雅各说啊，弟兄们不要发誓啊。
But here, James says, do not swear.
当你面对挑战的时候，不要逃避啊。
When you are faced with, persecution, do not flee.
当你面对患难的时候，你不要害怕。
When there is difficulty, do not fear.
是就说是，不是就说不是啊。
If yes, then say yes. If it's no, then say no.
我们早期教会啊，在很多的逼迫之下啊。
In our, the early days of our church during persecution.
哦，就有一次啊，在台湾哦。
Once in Taiwan.
啊，结果有些信徒被抓了。
There are some members who were apprehended.
日本警察把他们抓起来啊。
Japanese police took them captive.
把整个村庄信耶稣的人全部抓起来啊。
And they went around the whole town. Taking those who were believers in Jesus.
然后把圣经啊全部都收集出来啊。
Then they took all the Bibles and put them together.
然后就把圣经丢在地上啊。
And they just threw the Bibles on the floor.
然后就啊那个日本的兵啊，日本警察就把那个武士刀就拔出来了。
So the military police in Japan took out their sword.
啊，说啊，你们现在开始。踩这个圣经
，saying now walk on the Bibles。
啊，这个谁不踩，我就把他的头砍下来。
If you do not step on the Bible, your head will be off。
啊，结果啊，那个另外一个教派的哈、啊。
So,
另外一个教派的牧师啊
，There were Christians from another denomination.
马上带头开始踩圣经啊
！And the priest, the leader of their denomination, was the first to step on the Bible.
命都没有了，命都快没有了，要圣经干什么
？So I'm about to lose the life. What is the Bible good to me?
哎呀，神知道了，神知道我们这很危险啊，神知道我们有困难啊。
God knows we're in trouble, that we're in danger.
啊、哦，所以他就带头踩圣经啊。
So he led his congregation to step through the Bible.
我说我不信耶稣了，我不信耶稣了。
Saying okay, I don't believe anymore.
结果日本警察就让他们走了、
So then the Japanese police let them go.
啊，结果我们教会的信徒啊也被抓了、啊。
Our members were also caught in that raid.
啊，日本警察、啊、就说来踩圣经，然后不可以再信耶稣了。
Same thing, the Japanese police told our members to walk on the Bible and to deny the belief in Jesus Christ.
啊，这是我们教会的一个姐妹啊、哦。
So there was a sister from our church.
啊，就带头啦。
That was the lead.
啊，跟所有的信徒说你们跟着我走。
She said, follow me.
啊，结果啊，她没有踩圣经啊。
But she did not step on the Bible.
她就绕着那些圣经这样绕了一圈回来啊。
She just encircled the Bibles walking about.
啊，她不愿意否认耶稣啊。
She was not willing to forsake and deny Jesus.
啊，日本警察很生气啊。
So the policemen, of course,
infuriated. 就把刀举起来，要把他杀掉啊
！So they lifted the sword and were ready to cut her head off.
啊，这个姐妹想说，完蛋啦、啊，要死啦
！The sister thought, well, this is what will happen. We know it.
啊，结果她就低头默祷啊，求主耶稣接受她的灵魂啊。
She bowed her head in solemn prayer, asking the Lord to receive her spirit in his hands.
为了信仰，愿意啊，愿意牺牲自己的生命啊。
for the sake of her faith, she was willing to offer up her life.
而且我等等等等了很久哦。
But after praying and waiting for the sword to come down,
那怎么没有没有怎么没有砍下来呢
？She didn't feel anything.
而且我眼睛就偷偷张开啊。
So when she peeked, when I opened.
而且我看到那个哎，怎么听到哐啷一声，那个警察倒在地上啦。
She looked and she felt a sound of collapsing, and the policeman was just lying on the floor.
口吐白沫，哇，赶快把他拖走，那个其他警察赶快把他拖走去要救人呐、啊。
The spasm and convulsions and the other policeman came to his aid.
坚持信仰啊，神拯救啊。
Because she insisted and persisted in her faith, God delivered her.
哦，所以啊，不要起誓啊。
So do not swear.
不要为了逃避压力啊，骗人啊。
Do not deceive others to escape your responsibility.
啊，当我有一次啊，跟学生啊分享这个见证的时候啊。
When I shared this testimony, the same testimony with some students.
通常我们都说啊，我们都觉得说哇，这些信徒很有信心，对不对
？We of course think these members have great faith.
我们的现在的孩子太聪明了。
But our kids are too smart for their own good.
我们现在的孩子哦，他你知道他们怎么跟我说
？Do you know what they said to me after hearing the testimony?
说好傻哦。
Oh, they're so dumb.
啊，你就手这样子嘛，啊，就是 cross your finger 啊，就是手这样子嘛。
So just you cross your fingers.
啊，这是美国人的一种说法，就是说我如果手这样哈，我刚刚讲的话都是反话。
We know that the kids think that if they cross their fingers, they can reverse whatever they're saying.
哦，我就手放在后面啊。
So they say they cross their fingers, put it behind my back.
我嘴巴讲说，哎，我不信耶稣啊。
And they say, oh, I don't believe in Jesus anymore.
啊，我心里说，哎呀，骗你的啦，骗你的啦。
But in my heart, I say, haha, I'm just lying.
你看，像他说，你看这么多聪明啊，就没事的嘛。
And see, if they were a little smarter, they would be more okay.
做人不要太聪明啊
！But don't be overly smart in your life.
啊，你以为这是一个游戏吗
？Do you think this is a game?
主耶稣讲啊
，The Lord says，
在人面前否认我的，我在神面前否定他。
He who denies me before other men, I shall deny him before my Father.
这个是生与死的问题呀、
啊。This is a matter of life and death.
不是你玩一个游戏啊！哎呀，我这样子哦，就神就说不算呐、啊。
It isn't a game that you play for fun. You cross your fingers and everything is okay.
比拉多就是干这种事情的、啊。
Pilate.Did this.
哦，你们知道那个比拉多要定耶稣的时候啊、哦、
？You know that when Pilate was about to decide whether to crucify Jesus.
比拉多说：“哎，耶稣没有罪啊。
”He said Jesus is judged to be sinless.
啊，但是大家都说定死他，定死他。
To be guiltless, but everyone was crying out, crucify him.
哦，就比拉多做了什么
？So what did Pilate do?
比拉多说：“哎呀，我洗洗手啦，跟我没有关系啊。
”He said, "I wash my hands, and that has nothing to do with me."
一样的意思啊，跟那个 cross your finger 一样的意思啊，我洗洗手啦，哦，没有我的事哦，跟我没关哦。
This is very different.From crossing your finger, saying that is nothing to do to me, not really.
这不是一场游戏呀、啊。
This is not a game.
这是一个很愚蠢、很幼稚的做法、啊。
It is infantile. That is true, but it is very stupid.
你以为你洗洗手就没有事情了吗
？Do you think that if you foolishly just wash your hands, you
are okay? 你以为你手放在后面，你嘴巴说我否定耶稣，我心里说我骗你的，这样就没事了吗
？Do you think that if you cross your fingers on your heart, think that is not true, but say I deny Jesus, then that's okay too?
要负责的。
You still need to be responsible for your words.
哦，所以这里告诉我们说啊，基督徒啊，你要坚持你的信仰啊。
So here we are told Christians persevere in the faith.
当平安的时候，你要坚持。
In times of peace, persevere.
但是在患难当中，你更要坚持。
But in times of calamity, you should even more so.
因为在患难之中，忍耐到底的必然得救哦。
Because in the midst of persecution, those who endure to the end shall be saved.
那所以雅各长老告诉我们啊
，Therefore the elder James.
患难是没有办法避免。
We cannot escape trouble.
但是在患难当中才能看出一个人真正的信仰。
But it is in tribulation that the true colors of the faith are shown.
我们的弟兄姐妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你预备好了吗
？Are you ready？
你已经能够面对患难了吗
？Are you prepared to face tribulation？
你最后能够得胜患难吗
？Are you able to withstand or overcome the persecution？
忍耐到底。
Endure to the end.
你要看见那将来要给你的荣耀的冠冕。
For you shall see the crown of everlasting glory.
你看见神给你预备的大房子了吗
？Have you seen the mansion that God has in store?
如果你看见了
，If the answer is yes,
世上这一切啊，自战自清的苦楚啊
，Then everything in this world is a light and momentary affliction.
别人的攻击，别人的嘲笑
，Personal attacks, mockery.
谁得罪我，谁对我不高兴
？Offense from others or being ostracized by others.
跟天国的冠冕，跟天国的大房子比。小事啊
！When put side aside to God's kingdom and the everlasting glory, these are insignificant.
那所以求主耶稣帮助我们哦。
So may the Lord help us.
让我们每一个人啊，在这个有限的人生里面啊，都能够真正看得明白。
So that in this finite life, we can see the infinite value that is ahead of us.
看得清楚。 走得漂亮。
Let us see clearly and lead and live out a beautiful life.
最后每个人都能够头戴冠冕，得荣耀的奖赏。
So that in the end we can all be clothed with the crown of glory and receive the reward from our Lord Jesus Christ.
有一个得胜的人生。
And live a victorious life.
那我们现在要来举行圣餐，要来领圣餐哦。
Let us now proceed with the Holy Communion.